If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson
RV Super. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. All week, Rick is going to play mystery songs from Mr. Glenn Campbell. I'll put that picture up of he and I. But it's because Wink Martindale is featuring a vintage visit with Glenn Campbell this coming Friday on, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and 101.9, the legendary, I love saying that, the legendary, KWXY. Okay, what's the name of this kitty? And see her, it's okay. So close
beside me. I have no idea.
That works with all of us. We hope he'll sing it pretty soon. He will. Her in my arms, the ache is there. So deep inside me. Somebody in the morning. Mary in the morning. Can I have a half a point? Got half of it. That's Mary. Now, see, he would have sung it for me. That's beautiful. Thanks, Rick. We miss Glenn Campbell. Hi. He'd always close my show saying, or open it, hi, I'm Glenn Campbell.
He was fabulous.
Fabulous. Let's say hello to hi. Hello, Kitty. Get it? Get it? Oh, never mind.
Hi.
Do people tease you about the toys? Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty. Yes. Here, Kitty, 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 oh, yes. Cat. Yes.
Well, you're adorable. Kitty Murray. Curtain number two of our three girly girls today. Tell us how you started and what you do now.
How I started. I started out as a child.
Yes.
I actually started performing at Disneyland.
Oh.
A long, long, long time ago, I sang and danced on the Tomorrowland stage.
Oh. What were
as
you, three,
one of the
four,
kids,
five?
Kids of the Kingdom.
Six?
No, I was a little older than
that. I don't know what, like the Mouseketeer age or something.
It was older than that. I was right after high school.
Oh, how nice.
I sang there for a year and then went right into Las Vegas at 18 years old and started at the Frontier Hotel with Phil Harris and Harry James. I had to go get my sheriff's card because I was not allowed to walk through the casino.
Right.
So I had to go through the kitchen. And then we worked the Desert Inn with Frankie Avalon and Kate Ballard. We worked Caesar's Palace with Tom Jones. Toured with Tom Jones for 5 months. Toured with Engelbert Humperdinck for 7 months. I worked the main, you know, the whole main drag. Mm-hmm. And when there was just one main drag in
Las
Vegas.
Was that the 70s?
That was the 70s, mm-hmm. The very early 70s.
We were there at the same time then.
And I was with a group called Celebration.
Okay.
And we were an opening act for all these people back then. And it was a blast.
Where was I? Let me think. I was opening for Rodney Dangerfield at the... Not the Hacienda. I'll think of it.
Stardust?
No. On the Strip. Uh-oh.
But remember...
Senior moment. Tropicana.
Tropicana. Do you remember back in those days, they had the most incredible lounges?
Oh, yes.
And we would stand in line to see Vic Damone in this lounge.
Randall was across the street in the lounge.
With a 16-piece band.
Yes.
In the lounge. That's no more.
I know. I love orchestras.
Oh, me too.
Live musicians.
I know.
So what a great place to learn your craft.
Definitely, at a young age. Definitely.
Yes. And so family musical?
My mom and dad were both singers in the Army. They met in the Army and they
had a
quartet.
What are we doing? The military today. The Air Force, now we're into the Army.
Yep. They were singers and they had a little quartet and they would entertain.
Oh.
And yeah, so I grew up singing harmony.
You're an Army brat.
I am. Yeah.
And that sounds like an episode of Dick Van Dyke, remember, where he met his wife Laura?
Mm-hmm.
As part of the plot.
Yeah.
Well, how great. How'd you come to the Valley?
I was in Branson for 2 years in a show there, and I was with another fellow. He was my boyfriend at the time, and we wanted to, when the show closed, we said, where should we go? Because we were doing a duo together, and we were also in the golf business, running a par three challenge. So where could we go that we could sing and do the golf business? Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
So that's what we did.
And what year was that?
That was right after 9/11.
Oh, so 2001.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh, okay.
So that's how long I've been here since
2001. And people know you in town because you do what here?
Because in 2004, I started singing with the Sensational Jewels, Christy King and Wendy Douglas, and we opened our first show at the Annenberg Theater, and then we went on to work at the Purple Room and Oscars and all around town and blah, 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 blah. And so then I kept singing, and that group lasted a long time.
Robert Moon is a big fan of yours.
I love him.
Yeah, just had
We're
dinner.
A big fan of his.
Just had dinner with him again the other night.
He's love.
Yes. Okay, but now you and Dana Atkins, who's still harassing us from the green room.
Yeah, she is. Well, let me just, before we get to Dana, I just wanted to talk about Siobhan because Jules did their last show together, I happened to go to see Siobhan for the first time. I'd never met Siobhan, mm-hmm. And she was at Runway. with Bonnie Gilgallon.
Know her too.
And so we went to the show, and I never had seen her. And I went up to her, and I said, girl, you just blew me away. you're a darling, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we exchanged numbers, and she texted me that night. And she goes, I really would love to work with you. So we put together the group Hell on Heels.
Hell on Heels.
And we did.
How cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. And we did a 3 or 4 shows at Runway, and then we went to Sterling's upstairs in North Hollywood and did a show there too.
Do you know where Hell on Wheels comes from?
Isn't a song?
No. In the old days in the West, we had choo-choo trains. How old am I? We had trains, and prostitutes would take one of the cars, and they would stop in different towns and present their wares to the cowboys. So the nice ladies, the Christian women in the town, said, Hell on Wheels is coming. So that's where that expression came from, just in case you're playing along at home. So Hell on Heels made me remember that. And there's no reference to any ladies of the evening.
No.
Just great shoes.
Yes, definitely.
So Hell on Heels worked for a while.
Worked for a while. And we're still going to, we're going to bring it back to the runway.
Oh, please do.
And then I met Dana not that long ago, actually. I met Dana at one of the shows at Desert Rose Playhouse.
Oh, surely.
And she and I have become pretty close friends in a short amount of time. So we had a reading there maybe a month ago, and it's show called Aces, and it's about a true story about five beauty queens from Texas.
Yes.
Who consecutively won 5 years in a row. They were Miss Texas USA, and then they went on to become Miss USA, and then they all competed in Miss Universe. So, and that's a quite...
That's really unique.
It is so unique, and it's so cute, because the guys who wrote this, they're both from Texas, and they're going to be here.
Oh.
And maybe sometime you could have them on your show.
Sure.
But they're really interesting. And
sounds like Dale Shores.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Texas.
But they have written this... darling show, and it's
called, why is it called Aces?
Because they call them the Texas Aces.
I know. Aces to me means a flying ace or a...
It's Aces exclamation point.
Yes.
Anyway, it's...
Or the movie Casino or something.
Yeah, they're called Aces. The Texas Aces, but...
Texas Aces.
Yeah. And if you Google that, you'll see all these beautiful women. Well, this show takes place 35 years later.
Mm-hmm.
35 years later.
Wow.
So we're all on stage, and we're drinking champagne, and we're talking about the days of when we were beauty queens.
Oh.
And we're getting a little tipsy. It's so cute.
I bet
cute.
It's adorable. Now, is there music in it?
There's no music.
Okay, so it's a little play,
it's
a little
a play.
Drama.
And we were going to do it at the Desert Rose Playhouse, but...
Yes.
We all know what happened there. So we're going to do it at Oscars in February and March.
February and mm-hmm. March. Dan Gore's Oscars.
Dan Gore. We love Danny.
And Joey Pels, if you haven't been to Lou Chow's yet, wow, he's a chain now. That's the new Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
February and March at Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will it be inside or outside?
It's going to be inside.
Yeah.
On the stage.
Well, that's not too hot.
But
in February
inside.
And March, hello.
Yeah, it's going to be inside.
And are tickets available yet? It's
no,
probably too early.
It's too early,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is wonderful. Now, Kitty Murray, we took your picture. Do you have a personal website?
I do not.
Okay.
I have a Facebook page.
Okay. Which is?
Kitty Murray. Walensky.
Oh.
That's my married name.
Kitty Murray,
W-I-L-L-E-N-S-K-Y. And
just
I obviously don't work under that name
no,
because it's a mouthful.
Kitty Murray Walensky Facebook page.
And I love my husband. But I've always worked under Kitty Murray. That's all, folks.
Okay, Joey Pals, we started off with Siobhan Velarde, and now we've learned to say Kitty Murray Walensky. We're going to go to the treasure chest, and then we'll come back with Dana Atkins. So if you two guys can switch seats while I do the treasure chest, we'll be very professional.
Thank you.
Thank you. How many kids do you have?
One beautiful son.
One beautiful son.
Two grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, we're not going there. Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.